France. 27. The Eiffel Tower. What's that you are looking at?
It's a postcard of the Eiffel Tower. My friend went to France last month.
Do you know its history or anything at all about it?
I'm sorry to say, I only know the history written on the back of this postcard.
Well, I was born in France and I can tell you anything you need to know.
Well, that's great. When was it built? It looks like a modern building.
The Eiffel Tower was built for the International Exhibition of Paris of 1889, commemorating the centenary of the French Revolution.
So, it has a big political idea. French folks feel the Eiffel Tower made them free.
Yes, but they invited the Prince of Wales, later King Edward VII of England, to attend the ceremony. Of the 700 proposals submitted in a design competition, Gustave Eiffel's was unanimously chosen.
But it's also pretty to look at. I think that he was a man of vision and ahead of his time.
Yes, I agree. Eiffel was an excellent designer and the perfect choice for a project so large. However, it was not accepted by all at first. And a petition of 300 names, including those of Montpensier, Emile Zola, Charles Garnier, who was an architect of the Opera Garnier, and Dumas the Younger, protested its construction.
But why? Didn't they think he was good enough?
Oh, I think they all thought he was a good architect, but they saw the tower as useless and monstrous.
I think the construction of the Eiffel Tower is important for all French people.
Also, during its lifetime, the Eiffel Tower has also witnessed a few strange scenes, including being scaled by a mountaineer in 1954 and parachuted off in 1984 by two Englishmen.
Oh, yes. And I read that in 1923, a journalist rode a bicycle down from the first level. Some accounts say he rode down the stairs. Other accounts suggest the exterior of one of the tower's four legs, which slope outward.
Well, whatever he did, he must have been crazy. Anyway, the Eiffel Tower doesn't have a really long history, but it's an interesting one. Thank you.